At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Welcome to the Divergent Files podcast.
In Romania's Hoia Bashu forest, reality has rules until you step inside. A man walks in. Hours later, he walks out. 5 years have passed, and he remembers nothing. A woman disappears for days. When she's found, her watch says she was gone for minutes. And a five-year-old girl, one of the forest's most disputed legends, vanishes without a trace. Search teams comb every trail, and nothing. Then, 5 years later, she reappears, wearing the same clothes, untouched by time. No memory of where she's been. People call this place the Bermuda Triangle of Transylvania. But compasses can't explain what happens here, and physics doesn't want to. The trees don't grow right. They're gnarled, twisted, warped into impossible spirals. Some curve at perfect right angles, as if reshaped by an unseen force. The locals refuse to enter. Even the ones who don't believe in ghosts, they won't go in, because they've seen what happens. Electronic devices die the second you step inside. Compasses spin wildly, unable to find true north. Entire flocks of birds stop mid-flight and plummet straight to the ground. People vanish here. Some are never seen again. Some return, but they aren't the same. One man disappeared for 5 years, then came back confused, with no memory of the time that had passed. A little girl vanished right in front of her parents, then reappeared decades later, the exact same age. In the center of the forest is a perfect circle, a dead zone. Nothing grows there, not a single blade of grass. No scientist has ever been able to explain why. Some believe this place is cursed. Some believe it's a thin spot in reality. But one thing is certain, if you enter Hoia Bashu, you might not come back the same. They call it the Bermuda Triangle of Transylvania. At first, it sounds like folklore marketing. But the deeper you dig into Hoia Bashu's history, the more that name feels like an understatement. The earliest recorded account is brutal in its simplicity. A shepherd walks into the forest with 200 sheep. None of them are ever seen again. No bodies, no tracks, no clues. It's as if the man and his flock were erased from the timeline. And it didn't stop there. Over the years, more people vanished. Villagers whispered of eyes in the fog. Faces glimpsed between the trees that weren't human. Then came the 20th century. In the 1950s, Romanian biologist Alexandru Sift arrived determined to debunk the ghost stories. He left convinced something was wrong. Sift documented glowing shapes, temperature drops, and floating orbs that defied explanation. In the 1968, the forest exploded into international headlines. Military tactician Emil Barnia took his girlfriend for a picnic. In the middle of the clearing, they heard a low, bone-deep hum. Above the tree line, a metallic disc hovered. Barnia snapped three photographs before the object shot skyward at impossible speed. Experts examined the photos. No tampering, no trickery. The Romanian government tried to bury the story. But decades later, No one has debunked the images. Was it a secret aircraft? A visitor from somewhere else? Or something that caused this forest home? Because after that sighting, the activity spiked. People returned with missing hours from their memories, strange burns on their skin, and the sense they had been watched. And then there's the clearing, a perfect circle where nothing grows. The locals call it the stomping ground, as if something ancient pressed itself into the earth. Scientists have studied it. If there's a logical explanation, it hasn't been found yet. In fact, the deeper they dig, the more it feels like reality itself bends here. And what they discover next would make Hoya Bashu's reputation permanent. Step into Hoya Bashu with a camera or even just your phone, and don't be surprised if your footage vanishes completely. Not because your gear dropped or a ghostly hand blocked the frame, but because your device simply stopped working. That happens more than you'd expect. Cameras glitch mid-recording, videos distort, or files disappear entirely. Batteries drain in minutes, sometimes seconds. Compasses spiral out of control, as noted in first-hand reports of compass needles reacting like they're caught in a tornado. Radios and GPS go dead or misplace you in impossible locations. At first glance, this could look like one-off tech failures, but researchers measuring electromagnetic spikes inside the infamous dead zone clearing, the Boyana Rotunda, found brief but wildly unstable field readings. Fields spike and collapse in second. So the ground itself feels charged. Patrut's studies continue to flag anomalous energy behavior that local geology or cosmic rays can't fully explain. And it doesn't end with failing tech. Many describe the forest's silence not as quiet, but vacuum-like, smooth yet unnatural. Birds, insects, wind, everything goes deaf in certain zones. Yet, elsewhere, visitors reported disembodied whispers, audio that doesn't belong to any identifiable source. Words, sometimes even their own names, float through the still air. These disturbances aren't uniform. They fracture between pockets of normalcy and nightmare. Now, could this be chalked up to EM interference? Natural geomagnetic shifts? Faulty electronics? Maybe atmospheric anomalies? Well, to some degree, yes. But then there are the people who leave the forest different. They walk in fine, walk out with burn-like marks on their skin. They walk in believing they've lost minutes, but find out they've lost hours. In some cases, vanish entirely, only to reappear miles away with blank minds, no memory to piece the journey together. Now here's the collision point. Science says the past is set. Time moves only forward. So why do people lose vast, unaccounted blocks of it inside Hoya Bashu? What's happening here isn't just folklore. It's not tourist hype or a spooky backdrop. Something real is disrupting human perception, electronics, and time itself. And it's still happening. They say Hoya Bashu doesn't just mess with your electronics, it messes with time itself. So this isn't just about watches running fast or slow. People walk in and swear they've been gone for minutes, only to learn hours have passed. Others lose entire chunks of time, with no memory of what happened in between. And it's not just hearsay. The stories stretch across decades. One of the earliest and most famous involves a shepherd who walked into the forest with his flock, 200 sheep, and vanished. Not a single footprint, no remains. It was as if someone cut him and his animals out of reality. Years later, a 5-year-old girl wandered into the forest while playing near its edge. Search teams combed the area for days, no sign of her. Then, 5 years later, she walked back out. Same clothes, same shoes, not a single sign of wear. She was unharmed and confused. She remembered stepping into the trees and then waking up near the village, thinking no time had passed at all. And it's not just locals telling these stories. In 2009, a team of journalists entered Hoya Bashu to document its paranormal activity. They hiked for more than an hour, filming and marking the time. When they got back to the village and reviewed the footage, something didn't add up. They expected over 60 minutes of video, but there were only two. The timestamps on their watches were normal, but most of their recorded reality was gone. Both men also noticed faint red marks around their wrists, as if something had held them. Then there's the soldier. In 1993, a Romanian military officer was patrolling near the forest edge. At exactly 11:47 p.m., he radioed his position. Moments later, silence. Search teams scoured the area for 2 days. On the third day, he was found 10 miles away, unconscious in a field. His uniform was clean, boots spotless, despite the tough terrain and river between his post and where he was found. When he woke up, he swore he had never moved. He remembered checking his watch at 11:47 and then waking up somewhere else entirely. So these aren't just isolated cases, they're patterns. The details shift, the people, the circumstances, the distances, but the core is the same. In Hoya Bashu, time does not behave the way it should. And if this forest can bend something as fundamental as time, you have to ask, what else can it bend? Every legend, every strange encounter, every unexplained disappearance in Hoya Bashu seems to share a single thread. Something in that forest is disrupting how people experience reality. Some say it's ghosts. Others say it's portals. But the more you dig into it, the more it looks like science might have its fingerprints on this mystery, and the answers could be even stranger than the legends. Let's start with the geomagnetic anomalies. Scientists have taken magnetometers into Hoya Bashu and found readings that make no sense. Earth's magnetic field normally shifts slowly, predictably, but inside certain parts of the forest, those readings fluctuate wildly, spiking 1 second, dropping the next, as if the planet's own magnetic heartbeat is skipping. In those same spots, compasses refuse to point north. GPS coordinates jump around the map. Radios sputter with static or go dead entirely. Sometimes even cameras and recording gear will simply shut off, batteries draining as if something is pulling the energy right out of them. Now, why does that matter? Well, it's because strong and unstable geomagnetic fields are known to affect human brain function, especially in the temporal lobes, the part of the brain that processes memory, perception, and our sense of time. In laboratory settings, similar fields have caused hallucinations, disorientation, and that eerie feeling that time is moving too fast or too slow. Now layer that over the missing time cases from Hoya Bashu, and suddenly there's a possible mechanism. People's brains may not be seeing ghosts. They may be glitching under the influence of an invisible magnetic storm that exists only in that forest. But magnetism isn't the only suspect. There's also infrasound. Infrasound is low-frequency sound, below the threshold of human hearing. But your body still feels it. At the right frequencies, it can trigger anxiety, nausea, distorted vision, even the sensation of being watched. And if you've ever heard of the haunted room experiments, you'll know that infrasound can also make people see shapes and shadows that aren't really there. Hoya Bashu's layout, with its odd tree growth, sudden clearings, and surrounding hills, is a natural trap for wild patterns. As air funnels through, it could be generating infrasound waves strong enough to push the human nervous system into panic mode. That could explain why entire groups sometimes report the same feelings of dread, or why people hear voices with no visible source. And then there's the big one, gravitational anomalies. Now, this might sound like pure science fiction, but in 2011, researchers confirmed that certain places on Earth have measurable fluctuations in local gravity. They're tiny, but they're real, and in theory, even a small gravitational variation could cause a measurable distortion in time. Hoya Bashu hasn't been formally tested for these anomalies, but it sits near tectonic fault lines. And in other locations with similar geology, scientists have detected slight changes in the flow of time, seconds gained or lost over a period of hours. It's not a full-on time machine, but it's enough to make someone's internal clock drift just enough to cause confusion or even full-blown missing time if paired with other environmental effects. Now you put all of this together and you have a place where magnetic chaos can scramble your sense of direction, infrasound can warp your senses, and possible gravitational shifts could stretch or compress your perception of time. If that's all natural, it would still make Hoya Bashu one of the strangest environments on Earth. But if there's something else, something intelligent, using those forces as cover, or even manipulating them, then we're looking at more than just a weird patch of forest. We might be looking at a system, one designed to disorient you, confuse you, and make sure that by the time you walk back out, you can't quite explain what the hell just happened. Hoya Bashu is already one of the strangest places on Earth. But what if the science only explains part of it? Because for every electromagnetic spike or infrasound wave we can measure, there's something else. Something that refuses to fit neatly into a chart or a lab report. Something that feels almost sentient. Let's start with one of the most unnerving theories, that the forest is an interdimensional gateway. I know, tinfoil hat. Now, this isn't just late night campfire talk. Ancient cultures around the world, from Celtic druids to Siberian shamans, spoke of thin places, locations where the boundary between our world and another was fragile. Cross the wrong spot, step at the wrong moment, and you could find yourself somewhere else. Inside Hoya Bashu, people don't just get lost, they vanish. Search parties find no tracks, no torn clothing, no heat signatures, nothing. And in rare cases, when they do return, they're different. Take the story of the 5-year-old girl. According to local accounts, she disappeared inside the forest, sparking a massive search effort. Days passed, then weeks, then months, with no sign. 5 years later, she walked out, wearing the exact same clothes, same shoes, no sign of aging, no awareness of the missing years. To her, only minutes had passed. Now, if that story is true and multiple locals swear it is, it doesn't fit any natural explanation. She should have grown. She should have been changed by time. But she wasn't. And that's not just a disappearance. That's a removal from time itself. And if the forest really is some kind of gateway, then someone or something is controlling who comes back. Which raises the next question. Who's choosing? Then there are the lights. They're not headlights, flashlights, or any glow you can explain away. Eyewitnesses describe them as bright spheres, sometimes orange, sometimes white, hovering in midair, moving with intention. They don't drift like swamp gas. They pivot, they weave, and in some cases, they approach visitors before vanishing. Now, here's where it gets unsettling. They've been captured on infrared cameras, even when invisible to the naked eye. Scientists have ruled out bioluminescent insects, phosphorescent fungi, and other natural explanations. The lights shouldn't exist, but they do. And in some accounts, people who follow them don't come back. Gone. No trace. And it's led some researchers to believe the lights are more than random energy. They could be probes, something monitoring us, maybe even luring certain people away. And if that's true, are they guiding people to something or away from it? Then there's the unnerving possibility that the forest itself is alive. Electronic devices don't fail everywhere, only in certain zones. Cameras glitch just past certain unseen boundaries. Entire areas feel normal until you step over an invisible line, and suddenly your skin prickles, your thoughts race, and you feel like you're being watched. But not by a person, by the place itself. Some theorists believe Hoya Bashu might be a kind of natural intelligence, an organism the size of a forest. Others think it's a constructed trap, camouflaged as a patch of nature but operating with its own agenda. In the most extreme, say it's not even from this world at all. Now that's not as far-fetched as it sounds. Researchers studying other high strangeness zones like the Hestelen Valley in Norway or the Bridgewater Triangle in Massachusetts have noticed a pattern. These places don't just break the rules of physics by accident. The anomalies feel engineered. So what if Hoya Bashu isn't just a location, but a mechanism? One that collects data, tests human reactions, decides who gets to leave and who doesn't. And if that's true, then the most disturbing question of all is this. What happens to the ones who never make it back?
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
All right, so time to strip the mystery down to the studs and look at the cold, uncomfortable truth. We've heard the stories, vanishing hikers, warped trees, lights in the sky. We've gone deep into theories about time rifts, interdimensional gateways, and forests with a mind of their own. But let's be honest, not every strange story is real. And if we're going to keep our credibility, we have to separate the explainable from the unexplainable, no matter how much we might want to believe. So, the trees? Yes. Hoya Bashu's trees look unnatural. They twist, loop, and bend in ways that feel wrong to the eye. But is that paranormal? Well, not necessarily. Botanists have pointed to phototropism, trees growing toward available light, even if the light source is uneven. Others point to genetic mutations or environmental stressors, the same way some plants develop deformities in polluted soil. And then there's the possibility of localized magnetic field distortion, which can mess with how a tree's cells grow over decades. But here's the problem. Those same conditions exist in other forests, and their trees grow straight. In Hoya Bashu, some trunks literally reverse their growth direction halfway up, like something changed the rule of physics mid-growth. Now that's not common, and it's not fully explained. So the verdict? Mostly explainable, but with a margin of something still off. Then the electronic malfunctions. Phones losing signal in a forest? Well, that's normal. Magnetic interference from the ground? Also normal in certain geological zones. Strong geomagnetic fields or ionized air can disrupt electronics, especially sensitive GPS devices. But in Hoya Bashu, it's inconsistent. One area is fine. 50 feet away, your camera is dead. Some high-end digital cameras glitch, but cheap analog film captures everything perfectly. These failures often line up with reports of missing time. So if it's just magnetism, it should be constant, but it's not, which means the interference is behaving more like it's targeted. So the verdict? Partially explainable, but with patterns that suggest something else is in play. Now, what about the missing time and disappearances? Let's talk about the tinfoil hat stuff. Yes, some missing time experiences can be explained by human biology and psychology. If someone panics or gets disoriented, hypoxia, oxygen deprivation, can mess with their sense of time. Dissociation and stress-induced memory gaps are also real. And sometimes fear turns into false memory. But that doesn't explain everything. We still have multiple credible reports of hikers disappearing, then reappearing miles away with no idea how they got there. And there's the 1968 incident where Emil Barnia, a civilian and not a known hoaxer, photographed a disc-shaped object hovering over the clearing. That photo has never been conclusively debunked, not by the Romanian government, not by independent analysis. One vanishing could be coincidence. A dozen following the same bizarre pattern? That's not coincidence. That's a trend. And trends demand answers. So the verdict? Some cases are psychological. Others stubbornly remain outside the reach of conventional explanation. Now, what about floating lights? Science does give us one possible explanation here: ball lightning. It's a rare phenomenon where glowing spheres of plasma form during thunderstorms and drift for a few seconds before fading. But Hoya Bashu's lights don't act like that. They move in smooth, deliberate paths. They hover for minutes, not seconds. They appear in perfect weather, broad daylight, clear nights. And perhaps most unsettling, some have been caught on infrared when they were invisible to the naked eye. That's not what ball lightning does. So the verdict? Unlikely to be purely natural. Something else is happening here. So now, what can we debunk? The missing girl who didn't age story? Well, that's most likely an urban legend. But here's what still has no satisfying explanation. The hikers who vanish and reappear far from their last known location. The lights that move with intent. The precise selective way certain areas shut down electronics. The recurring sensation of being watched in specific unmarked spots. Then, the unsettling sense that the forest chooses who experiences these things. And that's where we land on the real question. Is Hoya Bashu just a natural mystery, or is there something else operating here that rewrites the rules? Because if even one of these accounts, the lights, the vanishings, the impossible growth patterns, is real, then we're looking at something that doesn't fit in our current understanding of the world. And that means the map we use to explain reality is missing entire continents. You ever feel it? That shiver in the air when the world goes too quiet? When the wind stops and the space around you feels thin? Most people dismiss it as paranoia. But what if it's not? What if it's recognition? A part of you, older than your name, older than your bones, recognizing that you've wandered too close to the edge of something you were never meant to find. Because places like Hoya Bashu, they don't just exist by accident. They are not random glitches in the map. They're markers, warnings written in the language of the earth itself. We tell ourselves reality is solid, that space and time are nailed in place, that the world is predictable, measurable, and safe. We need that belief because the alternative would shatter us. But the alternative is standing right here, wearing the skin of a forest. People step in and hours vanish from their memory like smoke. Others blink and find themselves miles away with no trail, no footprints, nothing to explain it. And some simply never come back at all. And those are just the ones we know about. So here's the question no one really wants to ask. What if this isn't just a forest? What if this is an opening? Not a doorway you can see, but one that can see you. We've been trained to think that missing means lost. But what if they're not lost? What if they're taken? And if they are taken, where? Maybe Hoya Bashu isn't haunted in the way we tell ghost stories. Maybe it's something far worse. Maybe it's a seam, a point where reality comes apart just enough to let something else bleed through. And maybe some places on this earth were never meant for human feet. Maybe there are sights we were never meant to witness. And that changes everything. Because then it's no longer just a mystery. It's a map. A map to something older than human memory. Older than the first name ever spoken. Something that has been here long before we learned to fear the dark. And the terrifying part? It isn't sleeping. It isn't dormant. It's watching. It's waiting. And it knows we're looking for it. And if there really is something on the other side of this forest, it's been patient, watching us stumble closer, decade after decade. Not because it can't reach us, but because it's waiting for the moment we step over the line on our own. And the moment we do, we'll finally understand why no one comes back the same. All right, folks, thanks for watching. I'm Ralph, and this is Divergent Files. The world is strange. The story's even stranger. And we're just here trying to make sense of it all. Until next time, stay curious, stay aware, and remember, no matter what they tell you, the truth is still out there.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.